Anytime, Frank.
Quiet.
Well, just do something before the patient dies of boredom.
Oh, if Quan were half an assistant, he'd have the instruments in my hands without my thinking. What's that for? All right.
Can I be of any help?
Careful, Father. It'll cut right through your beads.
I don't need this abuse.
We do.
Hey, come on, people. Just once, huh?
Well, thank the stars. Someday this will all be over, and I can go home and hang up my shingle.
Frank Burns, exterminator.
Colonel!
McIntyre.
Pierce!
Colonel!
Richardson. Now you see what you've done?
Sorry, Doctor.
I get it.
Now that is the work of a bungling incompetent.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Frank.
You stay out of this, you buttinsky. Now what? Between this inept orderly and the backbiting in here...
I did not bite his back, but I did pinch his tushy. Sorry, Father.
What exactly is a tushy?
I cannot work in this madhouse.
Find us a sane war somewhere, Frank.
Get us two seats down front.
It's the same thing every time in the OR with those two boobs. Tension, insults, bickering.
Frank, I don't know why you let them bother you. You know you're a good surgeon.
Of course I know I'm a terrific surgeon.
You said terrific. I said fair.
You said good.
I think all you docs are doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, McShane, but saving lives, that's all in a day's work.
Well, let's all have a slice of humble pie.
Doctor, I hope my clumsiness in no way interfered with your performance today.
Hey, you express yourself real good, Mr. Quan.
Well, you can bet he memorized that speech.
Can't you tell, Frank? I'm a ventriloquist.
Try it again. I think your lips move.
An apology is not enough, Mr. Quan. You're going to have to shape up around here.
Or we won't save your country.
Come on, Frank. Get off his back. He does good work.
Well, why do you reserve all your praise for them? How come you never have a good job to a clean-cut boy like McShane here?
Good job, clean-cut boy.
Take two Norman Rockwells out of petty cash.
Thank you.
Thank God Henry runs the hospital. The war'd be no fun without him.
Makes you glad he mugged that med student and stole the diploma.
Oh, Mr. Quine. Why don't you join us for the happy hour?
Thank you, sir.
Hope you like martinis. We got some new beefeater's formaldehyde.
I'll play bartender.
Oh, that's nice. He has a cleanliness fetish. Quan?
Thank you, Doctor.
First of all, we'd like to apologize for Frank Burns on behalf of the United States, as well as Canada and Mexico. Please don't let him bother you.
He's harmless, unless you're under his care.
He's under a lot of tension.
Unlike the rest of us, we're just over here to put on the student prince.
You know, your command of our language is really very impressive.
Thank you, sir.
You must have studied somewhere. Certainly can't learn English from Americans.
I was a student at the University of Seoul when the war broke out.
So much for school.
Walking there one day, two soldiers jumped out of a truck and threw me into the back. At that moment, I realized I'd volunteered.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about those draft board trucks.
They get about 22 recruits to the gallon. Eliminates the suspense of wondering if you can pass the physical.
Fortunately, I was sent to the 121st Hospital, where a medical officer felt I had surgical aptitude. I'm very grateful to him.
Well, let's face it, medical officers are sweethearts.
I welcome the transfer here, since your reputation as skillful surgeons is well known.
Somebody's reading those leaflets we dropped.
Tipsy da.
Shalom.
Oh, sir. I have only one regret in being sent here.
What is it? We're publishing a catalog.
When I was drafted, I did not have a chance to say goodbye to my wife. I have not seen her since.
Well, that's no sweat. We'll get you a 3-day pass.
I've tried. They said impossible.
Naturally, every unit is assigned an impossible officer.
Leave it to us, Mr. Quine.
Attention. Will all doctors assigned to premarital exams please report for duty?
Ah, I hear the Korean love call.
Doctor, thank you very much.
Pass just takes a lot of ingenuity.
And a little forgery.
One for the road?
I better not. Takes a steady hand for a washerman.
In a minute, Mother. In a minute.
Sign this, sir.
Everything seems to be okay here, Sergeant.
Ditto here, too.
Just take this over to the Colonel, and he'll sign your adoption papers.
I'm not going to adopt her, Doc. She's going to be my bride.
Of course, she'll make a charming little wife.
You can get her into the movies for half price.
You got any 3-day passes on you?
I don't want to get in Dutch.
You want to see any more books on reproduction?
Right here.
We are not giving away teeth. No teeth today.
Just sign there, sir.
Well, you're not getting married, are you, Radar?
Not to my knowledge, sir.
Well, then, can't it wait? I mean, I've got so many things to sign, I don't even know what I'm signing.
Yes, sir. Top secret, sir.
Oh? Well, what is it?
Well, I'm not supposed to know, but you must know, otherwise they wouldn't want you to sign it.
Right.
So if you just sign below my hand there, I'll just close my eyes and...
Gotcha. Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Oh, sir, Radar, will you get the keys to the teeth?
Yes, sir, teeth.
Gonna get you some teeth. Get the keys and then the teeth.
1 3-day pass.
Bless your little belly button.
Keys for the teeth.
Ready for the next?
Okay, Father.
Hi, Docs.
McShane.
Yeah, I came for a physical. I'd like to get married.
Does Judge Hardy know about this?
You interested in a local girl?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Song Hee?
Uh-huh. Look, we'll be right with you, okay? Just a minute. Haven't we seen her somewhere before?
Yeah, at Rosie's bar. She's been on that same stool through two wars. Mm-hmm. With a changemaker in her purse.
Would you wait
over here for us?
In the private, did you...
Wait me just a minute.
Will you four lovely people just come along?
Where did you meet this woman?
She's hardly a woman, sir. She's only 21 years old.
Her mascara's older than that.
Sir?
Sorry. Look, kid, when you're this far away from home, your perspective gets a little out of whack. You start to lose your objectivity.
And she got your PX card.
Oh, no, no, it's not like that, sir. We really love each other.
You written home about this?
No, sir.
When you walk into the house together, your mother's gonna fall into her apple pie.
Well, it's still in the oven.
You know that I don't have to ask for your permission. Only a physical.
Look, kid. It's rough over here for all of us. Fetid water, Civil War leftovers. I personally know 3 bedbugs by their first names. That's not gonna go on forever.
Yeah, why can't you just wait for a couple of months or so?
Why?
Call it a cooling off period.
I don't want to cool off. I want to get married. Now.
A couple of months isn't very long for 2 people who are really in love.
All right, I'll wait. But just 2 weeks.
Okay, 2 weeks.
Right, that'll make the gang at the malt shop very happy. Radar, if you're going to eat pickles, don't touch the cards. Even when I get a good hand, it stinks.
I owe him for a half. I'm in.
Me too.
All right, I'll see you and I'll raise you. Who's my other chip?
Well, don't look at me.
Would you what? Want to search us?
Radar.
Yeah?
You ate my chip.
I did?
Probably the only digestible thing he's had all night.
Is it possible?
Captain, are you in or out?
All right, I'll raise you a half, and I'm shy 1 chip to Radar rate. And if you don't believe me, I'll have him x-rayed.
You in?
Oh, yeah.
Cool. In.
Cool. All right, what do you want, Radar?
Three carts.
And a glass of mineral oil.
Give me 3.
I'm Pat.
Give me 1.
Dealer takes 1.
Okay, you're the razor. What do you say?
Check.
Check.
I bet a buck.
Call.
Right,
I'm shy for.
A buck.
El Foldo.
Two pair. Bullets and jack.
Ha ha. Flush.
Henry. They're all the same color. Too bad they're not the same suit. Two, three, four hearts and a diamond. I gotta get some R&R.
Three trays, or tray threes, if you like.
The rich get richer.
The soul of grace.
Why do the officers win the big pots when they got everything else going for them?
Don't give me any of that poor GI crap, old Lazale. You mailed home three Jeeps and two-thirds of a truck.
You're not doing that, are you?
I know in my next life I'd want to be an officer.
I'd you down for pussycat.
Not just the money. You officers live better, you eat better, and then there's the nurses.
You think we like playing around with the nurses? We have to. It's part of their recruiting program.
If there was one of those big mouth sergeants here, he'd say, blow it out your stethoscope, sir.
Some enlisted men aren't even allowed to fall in love. Jacks are better.
They could fall in love with anybody they want, as long as there's another enlisted man.
Danny McShane's in love.
Uh-huh. Radar, we're trying to do him a favor. McShane's a lonely kid, a long way from home. He's all mixed up.
No? Did you ever see him lay down a flush with four hearts and a diamond? Open for a buck.
Don't make it sound like we're breaking up Donald O'Connor and Peggy Ryan. That woman's got a lot of miles on her clock.
Yeah, but it's his decision, sir.
I don't know. Maybe we should butt out.
So what if she only wants to take him? Look, on a cold night in Korea with the wind blowing in off Siberia, you can't get warm shacking up with your PX card, you know.
You got a touch of the poet in you, Zale.
You hear that? Sounds like a fight.
Get out! Don't tell me you've got a pass. I want to see it.
Probably another attempt on the cook's life.
Let's go.
Come on, come on.
I believe you'll find it has been duly and properly authorized by the commanding officer.
Oh, shut up. I heard enough of your pigeon English. This is a forgery, fella.
Where do you think you're going?
Give me three cards.
Stop him! Stop that man!
Can somebody see what's happening?
Maybe one of you officers ought to rush out there and make a decision.
That sounded like a shot fired in anger.
Radar, go take a look.
Me, sir?
Now's your chance for that next life.
Colonel Blake?
Yeah.
Did you authorize this pass for that Korean national what's-his-name?
Hey!
Come on,
please.
Which one? The one who fakes English so literate, Mr. Kwan.
I didn't give him a pass.
I thought as much.
Hey, can we play cards?
Who's good?
Has my signature.
I knew it was a forgery.
Yes, sir, that is your signature.
It is?
Yeah, see the fat K and the skinny A?
Yeah.
I'd know your AK anywhere, sir.
It's your bet.
I caught him climbing into a truck.
Bet.
And when I saw the fake pass, I ordered him down. But he's run off. Yeah. Now, you can charge him with desertion.
Okay, I know.
Let me bet first.
Is that why we heard a shot outside?
Well, I fired a warning, but he just kept running.
Frank, will you put that gun down? It's as offensive a weapon as your mouth.
Okay,
scaredy cat. But I can handle a firearm with the best of them.
Sirs?
That's us.
Someone in your tent to see you, sirs.
Male or female?
Male.
Hey, you can't win them all.
Sir, could I have that book now? I got an hour off, and I got an hour off.
My luck is still lousy. Look who's here.
Gentlemen.
Dr. Pack, isn't it?
I'm flattered you remember me, sir.
I recognize the dirt under your nails.
Still doing those phony operations with the fake stitches?
Using hair cream for penicillin?
I examined one of your patients, doctor. He still had pneumonia, but I must say you cleared up his dandruff.
If you are finished, sirs, I would like to make you a proposition. In conjunction with my medical practice, I am in a new business.
Headstones?
I understand you are trying to prevent the marriage of Private McShane and a Miss Sung Hee.
What's it to you?
I am prepared to offer each of you $250 if you okay her physical.
Just what business are you in?
Marriage broker. I arrange matches between Korean girls and GIs to enable the girls to go to your wonderful stateside.
Where they,
work for some friends of mine.
Night work.
$250 apiece, huh?
In the future, I assure you more money. But Private McShane insisted on $1,000 for himself.
This marriage was made just a few feet lower than in heaven.
Clean-cut American boy.
Those freckles must be pasties. You know, sir, you might just go down in medical history.
How's that?
As the first doctor to set two broken legs, and both of them his own.
Juan, you know you're up on desertion charges?
I was trying to get to my village.
Who isn't?
I received word from my wife. She's about to give birth to our first child.
Well, why didn't you tell us?
See you this way, fellas.
Yeah, you wait outside now. We'll do the talking.
I'm going to be a father.
Good, you can pass out cigars to the firing squad.
Henry, you can't charge a man with desertion if he had a pass signed by you.
And you can't call it a forgery. It's got your signature on it. The person can't forge his own name.
Radar, let me see the pass again.
Here's the pass again.
Thank you.
I just don't remember signing this. Well, who's to blame if you have amnesia? Oh, don't give me that amnesia bit. I remember seeing this last night at the poker game.
What poker game?
Radar, didn't we play poker last night?
If you say so, sir.
Oh, I get it. You're trying to gaslight me, right?
Come on, Henry, let him go.
No, it's not that easy. I mean, I got people writing reports on me all the time. Every move I make is watched.
What are you doing? Security. Just checking the lock.
With your ear?
Get out, Frank.
Oh, I never meant to come in.
Henry.
Henry, this is an emergency.
Mr. Kwan's wife is having a baby.
Her first.
And what makes it really exciting is Mr. Kwan's the father.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gee, sir, it sure would be swell if we could get this Korean mommy and daddy with their little baby all together in the same place.
Will you cut it out? All right, he can't have the pass, but I will drop the charges.
Oh. Henry, that's very decent of you. Would you like to try for human?
Yeah, what about Mr. Kwan's wife? Can't we do something for her? Hey, there's a war on, remember? Most of these women have to have their babies in a rice paddy and then go back to work.
Henry, we all saw The Good Earth.
Hey, what is that?
A 20-year-old movie.
We're getting that next week.
Hey, I would like to give Mr. Kwan a pass, but there'd be hell to pay at HQ.
All right, then Radar and I will go.
Where?
To pick up Mrs. Kwan. She can have her baby here.
Oh, fine, fine. That's all we need is a baby.
Come on.
You know, we don't have any diapers around here or anything.
Can we borrow some of your shorts?
Okay. The village is Kwangsan, east 10 miles off the main road.
Pretty close to enemy lines.
Quite so, Doctor.
Hey, wait a minute. How close is it to the Chinese?
I don't want to scare you, Radar, but the grocery stores are stocking up on fortune cookies.
Oh, sir.
How do you wish me good luck in Korea?
Doctor, 도중 무사하시길 빌고 있겠습니다.
I thought so.
Come in.
You sent for me, Doc?
Yeah, McShane. Come on in. Sit down. I just wanted to congratulate you on your upcoming wedding.
Well, thank you, sir. Oh, I heard that you and Captain Pierce had given Song Hee your physical. I sure do appreciate that, sir.
I imagine you're going to have quite a honeymoon.
Well, I'm trying to scrape up enough money to go to Tokyo, sir.
Well, you could go further than that on $1,000.
Sir?
Now, don't play Huck Finn with me, kid. Dr. Pack told us all about the racket.
I don't know any Dr. Pack, sir.
The doctor with the Parker Brothers diploma. He gives you 1,000 clams to marry Broadway Rose East. Then, after the ceremony, you two part company. She goes to work for Pack's friends in the States at the corner of 42nd Street and somewhere. And you run to the post office for a money order.
Really, sir?
You give me one more, sir, and I'm going to prescribe a 24-hour enema.
Okay. Now listen, why shouldn't an enlisted man get in on the gravy? Everybody else is making a buck over here. Why shouldn't I?
Yeah?
Radiology, Doc.
Thanks.
Don't sweat it, Captain. Call the $1,000 the bride's dowry. Old Korean tradition.
Hey, boy next door. There's another old Korean tradition. It's called tuberculosis.
What?
I'm afraid there's a shadow on the lung of the former future Mrs. McShane.
Come on, you're just saying that to blow my deal.
Your deal is blown. Take a look. Of course, at $1,000 a shot, I'm sure you'll be able to find true love again.
How long's the trip back to the base, sir?
About 3 hours.
How long have we been on the road?
A little over 15 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry we weren't captured.
You having pains?
Yes, sir.
I was talking to Mrs. Kwan. Ma'am, is it one long steady pain or do they come and go?
Pain comes and the pain goes.
Mine's one long steady one.
Uh-oh.
Really?
I think she's going into labor.
What does that mean?
It means she's about to give birth.
Right here? On this bus? In front of me?
Yeah, right here in this bus. What do I do? Give her a transfer? Tell her to wait? I mean, I need your help. Can you get up, please? Come back.
Be careful. Don't strain yourself. Gently. Easy, I'm going to lift you now.
Watch your head.
Easy.
Oh.
Listen, maybe if we lift your feet up, it'll slow things up a little.
Go get my bag.
Where were you when they were teaching this in school?
I must have been out that year.
I'm going to need your help.
But I'm no good at delivering babies. When the cat had kittens, they sent me to the movies.
Rayar, there's nothing to it. It's a natural experience.
So is fainting.
Don't worry, you'll be all right.
Shouldn't I get some hot water or something?
There's no time for that.
I'd be very glad to get out and look for some. Maybe there's a hot river near here.
Right up.
Look at Yellowstone!
Come on, I need your help. Just hold her hand. She and I will do the rest.
No.
You'll be all right.
Not sure easy for you. Oh, don't do that!
It's a boy, Mr. Kwan. He and his mother are doing fine.
I cannot thank you enough, Doctor.
Tough delivery?
Fortunately, I brought along a specialist.
That is one cute little fella.
Thank you.
Isn't he something?
Radar Benjamin Franklin Trapper John Henry Kwan.
Radar, you got Todd Billing.
For giving me the pass.
For giving you? Radar.
He didn't mean what he meant, sir.
I want you to sign my name.
Sir, I have some
I want you to sign my name.
Sir, I never saw you.
Hey, hold it.
This is a hospital.
I know. I come here all the time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Haven't you seen me here?
Yeah, you're the doctor in Ward C?
Yes, I did that wonderful appendectomy.